Shaylee Peters here with you for this week's grazing update, brought to you by the Nebraska Grazing Lands Coalition and UNL Extension. This week, we're visiting with Jerry Valesky, Professor, Range and Forage Specialist with UNL Extension. Jerry, this week we're talking about winter grazing. What information do you have for us?
Well, yes, many ranchers have entered the time of winter or dormant season grazing on their rangelands and pastures. And whether grazing a pasture that has had some grazing during the growing season or one that has been specifically set aside for winter grazing, it is important to periodically monitor utilization and remaining residue and litter. Stocking rates or the amount of forage removed from winter pastures can often be 10 to 20% higher than that of summer grazed pastures. This is because the impact of grazing on dormant grasses is minimal. In fact, developing an overall grazing plan where pastures periodically alternate between summer and winter grazing will benefit the health and condition of those pastures. Now, after killing frost, the quality of standing cured grasses is fairly stable for the short term. However, as the winter months progress, there is a characteristic such as crude protein. This is primarily caused by leaching of nutrients and because wind or snow events will cause leaf loss. Through the winter grazing period, protein supplementation is often provided to cover any deficiencies that might occur and to better utilize the dormant forage. Monitoring both cow body condition and the availability and composition of the forage will lead to a successful winter grazing season.
Thanks, Jerry. That's been our Nebraska Grazing Lands Coalition and UNL Extension Weekly Grazing Update.